to all. Today's office is your Shalmi Tainis Daf Chav Ches, and we are starting about the second line with the words Shalosh Shana Umechta. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Biakam Moshe Hernish Amma should have an Aliyah. And we discuss Bar Kochba Shalosh Shana Umechta Asar Adar Yonos Makafal Beitar for 3.5 years. Adar Yonos, remember, there's the emperor, we call him Hadrian in English. He surrounded, he laid siege to Beitar, and Vahavir Belazar Modai Yoshev Al Sakval Eferum Espal B'chol Yomer Belazar Modai. He would sit with sackcloth and ashes every single day in Davin. But Omer, he would say as follows: Ribon Olamim Al Teishiv Din Ayom Al Teishiv Din Ayom. Don't sit in din today. Every single day, evidently, his tuvis were listened to because nothing happened and he didn't still held out. And actually, Ba and the Yonus Mezalei, and the Yonus wanted to leave because he wasn't having success. However, Amalei Chad Kusai, a Kusi told him, don't go yet. I see what to do. Umashim Loch Medinta, and I'm going to complete it for you, meaning I would be able to have it handed over to you. All layman Biva de Medinta. He went through the Beva, which is the Biyuv, that's the sewage. That's how he got into the city, into Beitar. And all of Ashkosh Rablazar Medoy, Koy Matzlei, he went up and he found the Rablazar Medoy was standing and davening. And Avanashi Lochish Lei, Begoy Udnei, he made himself as if he was whispering something into Blazar Medoy's ear. And Chamay Bnei Medinta, the people of the city saw this. By Suni Gab Ben Kizava, they brought him, this Kusi, to Ben Kaziva, to Bar Kochba, Amrlein, they told him, Chamena Han Sava, we saw this fellow, Mishtoil Chavivach, speaking to your uncle. Now we find out that Blazar Medoy was Bar Kochba's uncle. Amrlein, so Bar Kochba asked him, Ma'amr Tolayo Ma'amr Lach, what did you tell him? What did he tell you? Amrlein, so the Kusi told him, Iana Amr Lach, Ma Katali, if I tell you that my king is going to kill me, that's referring to Adar Yonos, and V. Lan Amr Lach, if I don't tell you, at Katal Yasi, so you're going to kill me. So you know what? Tavli Maka Katal Yasi Vla'at. It's better that my king kills me and not you. Therefore, I'll tell you what my conversation was with the Rabbi Lazar Medoy. Amar Le, the Kuzi told him. Amar Le, the Rabbi Lazar Medoy told me. Da'no Masha Medinto. I'm going to complete this, meaning I'm going to make sure the city is given over to the Romans. Obviously, the whole thing was made up. It's not true. They never had a conversation. Now, but that's what this Kuzi said. Now, also, Rabbi Lazar Medoy, Bar Kochba went to Rabbi Lazar Medoy. Amar Le, he asked him, Ma Amar Lechadin Kusayo. What did that Kuzi tell you? Amar Le told him, La Klom, nothing. So he asked him again, Ma Amar Le, what did he tell you? Amar Le said, La Klom, nothing. And Bar Kochba got so upset. He gave him one kick and he killed him. And that was the beginning of the end. Miyad Yatsus Baskol V'Amra, right away Baskol came out and said, quoting a pasuk, Hoi, Roi Ha'elil Oiz V'Atsoin, the shepherd who's worth nothing, who abandons his flock, Cherev Al Zeroyei V'Al Ein Yeminoi, a sword on his arm and his right eye, Zeroyei Yavesh Tivash, his arm should dry up, V'Ein Yeminoi Kahe Teche, and his right eye should go blind. Right to Salazar Amadai, you killer Blazar Amadai, Zeroyei Shal Kal Yisrael V'Ein Yeminon, he's the arm of all the Yedin and the right eye, Lefikach therefore, Zeroyei Shal Oisai Ish, the arm of this man, referring to Bar Kochba, Yavish Tivish is going to dry up, and his right eye is going to be blinded. Miyad, right away, what happened? Nilka the Beitar. Beitar was captured, Venerik Ben Kaizava, and Bar Kochba was killed. Now, also, in Tainin Rishi Gabar and Daryanos, they came bringing his head to Daryanos. Amarlan, so he asked him, Makatal Adain, who killed him? Amarlechad Kusaya, so Kusi told him, Anakatate, I killed him. Amarle, so Daryanos told him, Chamali Petume, show me his body. Chamali Petume, they showed him his body. Ashka Chachina Krichaloi, they found a snake wrapped around it. And so it's pretty clear that the snake killed Bar Kochba. So Amar Adar Yonos said, Yulia Allah the Katle, Man Havayachal Katle. It wasn't for his God that killed him. Nobody else would have been able to kill him. And Makari Alai, Adar Yonos said the following pasuk about Bar Kochba, Im Loik Yitzur Macharam Vashem is Giram. If not, that their Tzur, their Rak, which is referring to Hashem, had sold them and Hashem has given them over. In other words, he recognizes this came from Hashem and not that a person did it. Now the Gemara goes into description about the destruction of Beitar. Vahayu Hargim Bahem, they were killing them. Vahalchen Kiben going. Aj Shak Asus Bedam Ar Chait Mai. Until the horse was so deep in blood, all the way up until its nose. And there was such a river of blood that it was able to roll rocks that were 40 saw. And there was so much blood and went so far. Until the blood flowed into the sea 4 mil. And im timer, if you're going to say, she crave liyam. Okay, so Beitar is very close to the sea. So it's not that much blood. That's not true because it's 40 mil away from the sea. And still we see how much blood was there. And remember they said, they found 300 brains from babies on one rock. And they found 3 boxes of kitsutse tefillin, which is basically tefillin batim. Each one had 9 saw. Yes, some say it was teisha shal shalosh shalosh sin. It was 9 boxes of 3 saw each. Either way, it was 20 saw, which is an incredible amount of batim of tefillin. And then we have a brayser. Rishim Gamliel Amir tells us, chamish meis batei soifrim hay beitar. There were 500 batei soifrim, which is cheders, kids' schools in Beitar. The smallest one didn't have less than 500 kids in it. And the kids in these cheders used to say, if the sinim, the enemy, they come against us, we're going to take these machtoivim. A machtoiv is basically a pen. It's like a feather pen of sorts, whatever they used to write with. They said, we're going to take these pens and we're going to go up against them and poke their eyes out. But because of the aveiros, the enemy wrapped each one in his own sefer, which was a scroll of sarfanai, saying they burned him. him. And the only one that's left of them is me. This Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying this. And Ukral Gameh, he said the following pasuk about himself. My eyes are full, meaning they're full of tears, because I'm the only one left of the daughters of my city. That's literal translation. In other words, he's crying, lamenting over what was left of the city. It was just him. We continue discussing. Kerem Godel Hayel under Yonos HaRasha. This evil under Yonos, he had a massive kerem. Shemoina Asr Mil, Shemoina Asr Mil. It was 18 mil by 18 mil, which was absolutely enormous. Kim in Tiveri Letzipari. That's like the distance from Tiveri Tetzipari. Vakifoi Godel Meruge Beitar. And he surrounded the entire thing with a fence made up of people who were killed in Beitar. How big was it? Mali Kamu Pishat Yadayim. It was as tall as a person with their hands outstretched. And furthermore, Vloy Gazar Lam Sheikavru, he didn't allow them to be buried. Achon Melch Achav Gazar Lam Sheikavru, until a different king came and he allowed them to be buried. And actually, Amar Chana, Chana said that Mishinin Haruge Beitar Likvuro, that when the Haruge Beitar were allowed to be buried, which was many years later, Nikba Toiva Metiv, that's when the Bracha of Toiva Metiv, the last Bracha of benching, that's when it was established. Why is it called Toiva Metiv? Hatoiv Shaloi Nisrachu, we say Hatoiv, that they didn't decay, even though they were sitting out for so long. And Vahametiv is Shinin Likvuro, they're finally allowed to be buried. Continuing to discuss this, Tanuvi Vabrais Rabbi Yisrim, he tells us, Chamishim Shtaim Shana Asus Beitar La'achrom Beis HaMikdash. Beitar was for 52 years after Churban Beis HaMikdash. In other words, from the Churban Abayis until the whole destruction of Beitar was 52 years. And the question is, Vlama Charva, why was it destroyed? What did Beitar do wrong? And the answer is, Al Shidliku Neres La'achrom Churban Beis HaMikdash, is because they lit candles after Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. In other words, they were happy that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Now, obviously, that's pretty surprising. So the question is, Vlama Liku Neres, why do they light candles? Why were they happy? And the answer is, Shahayub Bavata Yushalayim Yeshim Be'emtza Medina. The Chashva people, the Sarim, the ministers of Yushalayim, they used to sit in the middle, meaning they would sit in the streets or they would sit in a central area. And Chodaya Havachame Bar Nash Salk Yushalayim, when they saw somebody from Beitar coming to Yushalayim, this one they still had the Beis HaMikdash, so they would swindle him and cheat him. What would they tell him? Have an Amrle, they would say to him, Begin the Shamin Nalach, the Adbay Misavda, Arkuntus Ubavutas. We heard that you want to become somebody very Chashiv, you want to become a Sar, you want to become someone important, and they really were just trying to draw him into conversation. And Vuhu Amrloin, this Beitar fellow told them, Les Bedaiti, I have no intention to do such a thing, I don't know what you're talking about. So they continue telling him, Bidil Shamin Nalach, the Adbay Misavna Usadilach. We heard that you want to sell your field, your whole property. And Vuhamrloin, he would tell them, Les Bedaiti, that's not true, I don't know what you're talking about. And Vahava Chabri Amrle, so the Sar, this Chashiv person's friend, would then tell him, Madbay Mindain, what do you want from this fellow from Beitar? Do you want his field? Ksoi Vana Chasam. Why don't you just write a false shtar that he sold it to you, and I'll sign on it? And Vahava Kasav Chabri Chasam, that's what he would do. He would write a shtar, the other fellow would sign it, then they would send an official piece of paper to this fellow's family members in Beitar, and they would tell him, if this fellow comes back to try to take his whole property, don't allow him because he sold it to us. And that way, these quote unquote Chashiv people of Yerushalayim would defraud the people of Beitar. And once the person would hear this, he would say, if only this person's leg would have been broken and had not gone up to Yerushalayim. In other words, the people from Beitar, when they went to Yerushalayim and they got cheated from these dishonest councilmen and, so to speak, Chashiv people, they would regret having gone up to Yerushalayim. And I don't just say this understanding of the pasuk, it tells us, Tzadu Tzadenu Milechas B'chavaseinu, loosely translated, this means they trapped our step from going in our streets. Now, what's the drasha from this? Tzadu Tzadenu Atzde Archase Dehu Baisa, the archais, the roads going to that house, meaning to the Beis HaMikdash, should become empty, they should become desolate. Then the pasuk says, Karav Kitzenu, which literally translated means our end came near. The drasha, though, is Karav Kitze Dehu Baisa, the end of that house should come near, again referring to the Beis HaMikdash. And then when the pasuk says Malu Yomenu, which literally means our days are full, the drasha is Mala Yomei Dehu Baisa, the days of that house should be filled, meaning it should be complete, there shouldn't be Beis HaMikdash anymore, so that we don't keep on getting cheated every time we go from Beitar to Yerushalayim. So this is the reason why the people of Beitar were actually happy when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. However, says the Gemara, Of Inu Loi Nafkan Tavos, they didn't come out good either, meaning the people of Beitar didn't get the good end of the deal. As the pasuk says, Sameach L'Eid Lo Yinake, somebody rejoices in destruction, meaning if somebody's happy over somebody else's downfall, he's not going to be clear from this and he's also going to get punished. We continue discussion about Beitar. Shnei Achim Havim Kfar Chareva. There are two brothers who lived in a city called Kfar Chareva. Bavin Ramim Ozan Alein, and the Romans would go up against them. Umakatun Loin, these two brothers would kill all the Romans. They were obviously very powerful warriors. And Amrin, the Romans said to themselves, Kol Sama de Milsa, Nasi Klila Rashehain. The only medicine for this, Sam is literally medicine, meaning the only way to fix the situation is to put a crown on their heads, meaning let's just admit defeat and say that they won because there's no way we could conquer these two brothers. However, then Chalchasu Abayis on top, Armin, they said, Mevdikin of Chadzman, let's just wait one more time, let's give it one more try. Minufkin, so when these brothers went out, an elderly fellow met them, and he told them, your creator, he's the one that's helping you. So one of the brothers said, no, he shouldn't help us, and he shouldn't go against us. The pasuk says, are you not Hashem? Abandon us, but don't go against us. We quote this pasuk all the way at the top of the previous Amud. In other words, these brothers were basically saying that we're able to win from our own strength and nothing to do with Hashem, and because of that, they actually fell, and the Romans were successful. Now the Gemara goes on to describe the incredible wealth that they had back then, and the immense numbers of people that they had. There were two cedar trees in Har Mishcha, which is Har Zesim, that's proper Girsa, underneath one of them, there were four stores that all sold to Hyrais. So first of all, this must have been a giant tree that there were able to be four stores underneath it, and also all of them sold to Hyrais, meaning that the people who are buying from here were makbid on eating betahara, which you don't have to be, so it must be that everybody was also on a very high level of purity. And Va'echa, the other tree, every single month, 40 saw of gazelles, which is young birds, came from there, which is an incredible amount. And speaking kinim l'chol Yisrael, that's what bird pairs were used to supply all the yidden for their needs, their kinim, to bring karbanos of taharos, and that was just from one tree, so we see an incredible amount. And to our Shemin, there's a city called this, Havamapik Tlas Mavon de Garbin de Markaya Lakayata Kol Eruvas Shuva. They used to give out 300 baskets of pieces of bread every Erev Shabbos to poor people. Avlo Machar, so why was this town destroyed? They had so much chesed. So Yesharim Nez Nos, some say because it's Nos, and Yesharim, some say, Shayim Misachim Akadur, that's because they would play ball on Shabbos. Another example, Aser Salaf Mayars Hoy Bar Melech, there were 10,000 cities in the area called Har Melech, and Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim, Elf Mekulam, Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim owned 1,000 of them, and who connected on El Sfinus Bayam, corresponded to them. He had 1,000 ships out at sea, Vekulin Charvun, all of them were destroyed. Another example, Shal Shayaris, there were three cities, Hoya Katman Shalahem, their books that stated their population, Oil Yushalayim Ba'agala, had to be brought up to Yushalayim in a wagon because these books were so gigantic. What were these cities called? Kavol, Veshichin, Umigdal Tzavaya. And Shal Shan Charvu, all of them were destroyed. Why is that? Kavol, Mnei Machlekes, Kavol, because they had arguments with each other, Shichin, Mnei Kshafim, because they had sorcery there, and Umigdal Tzavaya, Mnei Aznos, because of his nos. Another example, Shal Shan Charvu, there were three towns, Kol Echad Ve'echad, Ha'imotzi, Kiflaim, Ketz, Mitzrayim. Every single one of them had double the amount of people that left Mitzrayim. We know there were 600,000 males left Mitzrayim, which means each one of them had 1.2 million people. What were these towns called? Kfar Bish, Ukfar Shechlaya, Ukfar Dechraya. Now these are very funny names. What's pshat in them? Lomahu Kari Loin Kfar Bish. Why was it called Kfar Bish? Bish we know in Aramaic means evil. Why was it called that? The answer is Loi Hav Makabim Lavira. They wouldn't take people who were passing by as guests. Next question is Vlomahu Kari Loin Kfar Shechlaya. Why would they call it Kfar Shechlaya? Shechalayim is usually translated as cress. It's some sort of vegetable or herb of sorts. So why was it called that? The answer is Dehavim Marbayin Benayin Kiil Techlusaya. That's because they used to raise their children like cress, meaning it was many numbers. When we switch a dalid for a zayin, that's milashin zachar, male. The answer is the havukal nashein yaldin dichrin. That's because all the women who gave birth over there only gave birth to boys, to males. And ilah havas chadim in hay nafkam in taman. Unless one of them left the city, loy havas yaldin ukva, she wouldn't give birth to a girl. Only if she left the city, then she gave birth to a girl. Another example, Rabbi Yochanan Rechon says shmanim zugam achm kahanim. There were 80 pairs of brothers who were kahanim. Nisul shmanim zugas achas kahanos. They married 80 pairs of sisters who were kaihanos, Balaila Echad, all on the same night, Bada Gufna, in the place called Gufna, and this is Chutz Me'achim Le'achayos, besides your brothers who got married just not to sisters, and Me'achayos Bele'achim, also excluding sisters who got married just not to brothers, and also Chutz Me'Levim Chutz Me'Yisrael, this is not including Levim and Yisraelim who got married on that night, and all these weddings took place on one night in Gufna. It must have been a massive population. And Rabbi Yochanan Rechon says, Shwen Chanuishal Arge Palgas Hayu Migdal Tzavaya, there were 80 stores that sold just palgas in Migdal Tzavaya, and Aruchia Barva, he tells us, Shmanim Chanuis, Shamaycha Taharis, Hayu Kfar Imra, in Kfar Imra, there were 80 stores that just sold Taharis, so we see how many people were makbid on Taharis and how many people there were in the first place. And Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Bashir Aruchia Barva, Shmanim Shidis, Shamatachas Hayu Bashichin, and Shichin, there were 80 metal wagons, and the reason why that's so chashav is because wagons were usually made out of wood, so if it was made out of metal, that means that people were very wealthy. And Rabbi Yana says, Shido Lo Hasbi Amenu, we didn't have such wagons in our days. And Rabbi Zair says, Bashir Aruchana, Imer, he always like Tanish Mishmaris, the Mishmar of Imer was the smallest of the Shmaris of Kaihanim, and Vahi Hoysu Metia Shmoim Chamisha Elf Perche Kahuna, it had 85,000 young Kaihanim, and that was the smallest Mishmar, so you can just imagine how many Yidden there were in the larger Mishmaris. Now, once we're on the topic of a lot of young Kaihanim, we're going to discuss more stories like this. Our Rechon Rechon tells us, Shmoim Elf Perche Kahuna, Nergo Adam Shal Zacharia, 80,000 young Kaihanim were killed over the blood of Zacharia. Now, this is referring to Zacharia Ben Yoyada. This is not the classic Zacharia Hanavi that we have as part of Trey Asar. Eliezer. This is referring to Zechariah, who is the son of Yada the Kohen Gadol. He also did have Nevuah, but he wasn't the official Zechariah Navi, and he prophesied about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and Yoash HaMelech didn't like this, so he ordered him killed. His blood boiled on the floor of the Hazara for many years until Nevuzaradan came along and massacred tens of thousands, or even according to some, hundreds of thousands of people in order to appease the blood. And we're going to see the story right now. So if you didn't shalom Ravacha, you didn't ask Ravacha, Echon Hargo Zechariah, Bezos Nashim, Bezos Yisrael, where do they kill Zechariah? In the Ezos Nashim of the Beis HaMikdash or the Ezos Yisrael? So Armalei told him, Lo Bezos Yisrael, Lo Bezos Nashim, not in either of the places, El Bezos Kehanim, rather than Ezos Kehanim, which is right next to Mizbeach, which is an area that has much more Kedusha than Ezos Yisrael and Ezos Nashim. Vloy Nagu Bedami, they didn't treat his blood, Loi Kedama Ayav, Loi Kedama Tzvi, not like the blood of an Ayal or a Tzvi, which are two different types of deers. In other words, they didn't cover it over, or really they weren't able to cover it over. And why is that? So as the Gemara speaks about, Taman Ksev over there, it says, V'shachas Dama V'kiso Ba'afar, this is Halacha, the Torah tells us that when a wild animal or a bird is shechted, so you shall spill its blood and cover it with earth. This is the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. Baram Hacha over here, with the blood of Zechariah, says, Ki Dama B'soicha Haya Al Tzchich Sala Samasu, for her blood was within her, she placed it on a smooth rock. And really the key is the continuation of the Pasuk that tells us, Lo Shvachasu El Arts L'chasus Al V'afar, that they did not cover it with dirt. And the question is, Kol Kachlama, why all of this? In other words, why did Hashem not allow the blood of Zechariah to be cleared away? Obviously they tried to clear it and they tried to cover it, but it didn't work. It just kept on bubbling to the surface. Why would that be? And the answer is, as the Pasuk tells us, so that it could bring up the anger and cause an akamah to happen. That's why I have placed their blood on smooth rocks that it shouldn't be covered. In other words, Hashem caused the blood not to be allowed to be covered or taken away in order that the Yidden should be punished for this terrible act that they did. The Gemara continues describing, the Yidden were over seven averes that day. Number one, Hargu Kain, they killed the Kain. Zechariah was the son of Yada Kain. Number two, Vinavi, he was also a Navi. He had Nevuah. Vidayon, he was also a Dayon. Vishavchu Damnaki, they spilled innocent blood. Vitimus Azara, they were Matam in the Hazara by killing someone there. Shabbos, Vimik Rumhaya, it was Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Now, what ended up happening? Vikim Shalon Vuzaradan Lakan, when Vuzaradan, who was a general from Babel, when he came to the base of Mikdash, Rasa Dam Taisis, he saw the blood bubbling. Amalani asked the Kayan there, Mati Vishalze, what's the nature of this? What's going on? Amalani, so they told him, oh, it's nothing. Dam Par, Mukvas, and Ve'elim Shin, Makrim Lakam Mizbeach. It's the blood of bulls and sheep and rams they brought on Mizbeach. It just happens to be on the floor. So Miyad, Hevi Parm Ve'elim Mukvasim Shachatan Olav, right away he brought Parm Ve'elim Mukvasim and shechted them right there. Vadain Adam Taisis, but it was still bubbling, so he realized that there's something going on. And Vikim Shalah Hedulai, when they didn't tell him what the real story was, Tolain Begardain, he put them on the Gardain, which is like the execution block, and Amru finally they told him, since Hashem is basically demanding the blood from us, meaning now we're going to be punished for it, we're going to tell you. Amru Lais, they told him, Dam Kain Vinavi Vidayin, who, this is the blood of a Kain, Navi, and Dayon, Shayim Besnabe Olenu, Komasha Ta'is Alanu, he gave Nevuah about everything that you're doing to us right now, and Vamanu Olavargnu, we stood up against him when we killed him, and so Miyad, Hevi Shmainim Elav Pirche Kunushchatan Olav, right away to Zeradon, took 80,000 young Kehanim and killed them over this blood, but Vadayin Adam Taisis, it was still bubbling. And according to this very same account that's brought in the Bavli, it says that he brought thousands of people from Sanhedrin and young women and men and kids, and kept on slaughtering them in order to, so to speak, appease the blood, and nothing worked. And Bahishat and Nazaf Bey, at that time, Nevuzaradan, so to speak, called out and gave Musar to Zechariah. Amrle, he told him, Mad Bay, what do you want? And I would call Musar Halach, should I destroy the entire nation because of you? And Miyanisma Akash Baruch Rachamim, right away, Akash Baruch was full of Rachamim, but Amr, he said, Mayim Zeh, take a look at this person, Nevuzaradan, Shubasar Vadam, he's a regular person, flesh and blood, Vachzari, and he's extremely cruel. He killed tens of thousands of people. Nismali Racham al Banai, he had mercy on my children because he decided not to wipe everyone out. Well, Anisha Kasabi, me, about whom it's written, Kikel Racham Hashem Leikecha, Loyabcha, Vloyashchisecha, Vloyishkachas Bisavisecha, Alachas Kamakama, for sure I should be full of mercy. And Miyad, Rams Ladam, Vinivim Kaimai, right away Hashem, so to speak, hinted to the blood and it was absorbed in its place. And in the same account, when it's brought by Bavli, it says that Muzaradin did Tshuva, he ran away and became a ger. We have a few more stories. Our Rabbi Chaim says, Shmanim Elav Perche Kahuna, Baruchul Hem Mosech Kalsoisim Shabbos HaMikdash, 80,000 Yom Kehanim ran into the Kalsoisim, which is either underground chambers or rooms in the Beis HaMikdash compound. This is at the time of the Churban Abayas. Vukum Nisrafu, all of them were burned, and Vukum Loi Nishtar El Yeshua Ben Tzadik Kohen Gadol, the only one that was left over was Yeshua Ben Tzadik, who was the Kohen Gadol. He was the first Kohen Gadol at the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Haloi Zeh Ud Mutzal Me'esh, this one is like an Ud, which is like a small piece of burning something that was saved from fire, and so he was the only one that was saved. Another story on Rechem Rechem tells us, Shmenim Elav Perchei Kuhuna, Barchu or Baku L'Sech Chalayesav Shenuch HaNetzar, there were 80,000 young Kehanim that ran away from the troops of Nebuchadnezzar. Baruch Hashem Etzli Yishmaelim, and they went to the Yishmaelim thinking they would find somebody to help them. Amrloy, they told them, Havulon Nishte Da'anan Soche, give us a drink, we're very thirsty. So what they do, Hivilufneim, meaning Meluchim Venoides Nefuchais, they brought them very salty food and Noides, which are water flasks that were greatly expanded, they were inflated, and Amrloy, so they told them, Ichlon, first eat, and Vasun Shasai, then you could drink. And Vikima the Havachad Minhoin Sharizika, when one of them, after eating this very salty food, he opened up the flask, Vyavalegapume, and put it into his mouth, Havarucha Nafik Vahavachanak late, the empty air in the flask, because that's all there was just empty, putrid, stale air was in the flask, it went into him and choked him, and he died. And that was what the Yishmaelim did to them. And Adot Chsiv, that's Pshat and Pasuk, Masaba Rav, what does this mean? Metul Rav Baravya, something great, a great Nevuah in Arabia. The Pasuk says, Beyar Barav Talinu, what does this mean? Minasunin Beyar Halavonain Barav Talinu, regarding the Yidin, who's in Yar Halavonain, which is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to sleep, meaning you're going to be by those in Arav in Arabia, referring to the Yishmaelim. Ela Orchaz Dedanim, are these the caravans of the Dedanim? Chaftas Amaralaf on the top, Kein Archahin Debnei Dedaya Avdin, is this the way that the Bnei Dedaya over here understood to mean as cousins, because a Ben Doid is a cousin, so is this the way the cousins act? And since we know the Yishmaelim are our cousins, the Pasuk is so to speak saying, is this really the way they're supposed to act? Referencing the story that we just mentioned. And how do we know this is improper what they did? Because Yishmael Shetzameh, when Yishmael was thirsty, this is way back when Yishmael was sent out of the house with Hagar, he was very thirsty. Loi likras tzameh yisai mayim. Doesn't this Pasuk apply that Hashem brought water for the thirsty? As the Pasuk tells us, Vayivka chalkima seina vater b'yamayim, that Hashem opened Hagar's eyes and she saw a well of water and she gave Yishmael to drink and he was saved. So why didn't the Yishmaelim do the same thing for the Yidin? Lo min tivuschein asun l'gabeichun. They didn't come to you to take your good, to take your money. They were just trying to run away from Nebuchadnezzar and his troops. And we have all this understanding in the Pasuk. It says, Ki mpnei charavos nadu mnei cherv netusha. Literally translated, this means they will wander around because of an outstretched sword. What's the drasha? Sheretzu l'shamer es shmitehem. They didn't want to keep Shemitah. And what does that have to do with this Pasuk? K'mo datamar, like another Pasuk that says, Vashvi es tishmetenu unetashta. In the seventh year, you should leave it unattended and abandoned. And so we see that because they didn't keep Shemitah properly, they were not noitesh their fields. That's why they had to run away, because of the cherev netusha. Also, Pasuk says that they ran away mbe keshes derucha, which literally means because of the drawn bow, as in a bow and arrow. And what's this a punishment for? Shaloi ratzul shamar shabbos hayseim. They didn't want to keep Shabbos properly. K'mal adamar, like the Pasuk says, Bayam mahema reisi b'Yehuda darchem gites b'Shabbos. I saw in Yehuda people were pressing grapes on Shabbos. And that's lashon of keshes derucha, darchem begas, very similar. And also the Pasuk says, mbe kavid mechama, because of the heaviness of the war. And what's this telling us? Shaloi ratzul lachem mechamta shal taira. They didn't want to fight in the battle of taira, meaning they didn't want to learn taira properly. K'mal adamar, like it says, al kenya arm b'sefer mechamis Hashem. And that's referring to taira. And it's because they didn't learn taira properly. That's why they had to wander, because of the battle of regular war, not because of the war of taira. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss what Eretz Yisrael was like before the Churban. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.